You're listening to GGR Pirate Radio. Don't be a juice bag. You're listening to The Overflow with MC Brooks on GGR Pirate Radio.
Swing a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick with a grand slam here in the 10th inning of Game 5. The Nationals 7, the Dodgers 3. Do you believe it?
Pull the lever, Gronk. Pull the lever!
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back everyone to a brand new episode of The Overflow with MC Brooks here on the GGR Podcast Network. I am your host, MC Brooks. Got a really dope episode lined up for you today where I'll be talking about my time at BlurredCon 2024. Sorry, I almost forgot the year. Lots to discuss with this year's convention. You already know it's my favorite convention, so can't wait to discuss. Before I get into any of that, make sure you go to greatgeekrefuge.com where you can find earlier episodes of this podcast as well as episodes of our other podcasts, such as At the Diner, the podcast I do with Mike and Rambo, as well as some of our other podcasts like The Gamer Den and FedCon. In addition to that, make sure you're following us on all of our social media accounts. We are Great Geek Refuge on Instagram and Facebook, where we have an active Facebook community. Please come be a part of it. And if you'd like to support what we do at the Great Geek Refuge, make sure you head over to our Patreon, where a few bucks a month gets you access to some dope exclusive merch, an exclusive podcast that comes out weekly or every other week, as well as some other really, really cool things as well. So be sure to go check us out over there. And on the front end, let me go ahead and say, give a shout out to BlurredCon. Make sure you're following BlurredCon on all of their socials as well as their Facebook group, etc. In case you can't tell, or in case you've never attended BlurredCon before, you know, or you don't know, but you should know, it is a unique, one-of-a-kind experience. I've said this before. I feel like I say this every time, so I'll just continue to make this a thing. I've been going to conventions for next year will make 20 years. 20 years will make 20 years that I've been attending these type of events. And BlurredCon, a convention I've been attending since 2017, is by far my favorite convention that I go to every year. And it's literally because it is a one-of-a-kind experience, and it really is only something that you can understand if you attend. Now, I have more I want to say about that in particular, but I want to talk just in general about this year's convention. So let me just say this on the front end as well. Unfortunately, we had some issues with our media this year. So a lot of the photos that we took ended up getting lost, and we don't have them anymore, unfortunately. So if you're looking through the photos on the Great Geek Refuge website and you don't see as many photos as we normally take, you know, normally we get up there, we have anywhere from 50 to 200 photos, right? So because of, you know, some issues we had with our gear and our tech this year, we lost a lot of our photos. And so, yeah, that's the reason behind that. So let's go ahead and talk about the main convention itself, right? Like I said, BlurredCon is a one-of-a-kind experience, and this year was no different. I got in on Friday, got there a little bit late, so I didn't get in early like I normally do. Now, I will say, this is also a unique experience for me as well, because this is the first year in, you know, since before the pandemic that I did not perform at BlurredCon. You know, I performed 21, 22, and last year I did not perform this year. Not really sure the reason behind that, but whatever the case may be, wasn't selected to perform, but did get to attend as press, as a member of this great media outlet that I'm a part of. And, you know, it didn't make the experience any different, you know what I mean? But I do want to shout out the people who did approach me or said something to me afterwards saying they were looking forward to my performance and were surprised that I wasn't performing. I mean, yeah. Hey, look, we're going to try again for 25. We've got a bunch of new music and some other stuff coming that we'll be excited to get in front of eyes and ears next year. So in any case, so I got to BlurredCon in the afternoon. And, you know, once again, it's that family reunion atmosphere. And that's always my selling point for BlurredCon, you know, whether you've attended before or whether you're curious about whether to go. I always say it is like a giant family reunion. And so, like, getting it, like, going in there, I saw people that I have definitely seen before. I saw new people that were there. And obviously, I ran into friends of mine, and I was just excited to really get out and, you know, go around and kind of see the sights and kind of see everything. So first of all, the first major change, they had way more food trucks this year than they did in previous years. You know, if you're not familiar, they've been doing the food truck rally for, I think, like 2 years now. This is year three, I believe. And, you know, the last couple of years, it's been like, you know, like I'd say like 7 or 8 different food trucks that they've had. This year, they had 22, I think the number is, because they actually shut down the street, one of the streets heading up to the hotel to be able to accommodate the extra food trucks. So that gave people many more options. So you had many of your staples like DC slices, but you also had a bunch of new stuff as well, which was also really, really cool. I do think BlurredCon staff deserve a lot of credit for giving additional options for food trucks in. It was great. I mean, even places where there were lines, they moved pretty quickly, pretty efficiently. And in addition to that as well, apologies if that's in the audio, my dog is playing with his toy right behind me. They deserve a lot of credit because I think that was like a really good addition to BlurredCon this year, having more food trucks, which, you know, I think helped ease the stress on the people, like the handful that were there before. And so, like, I don't even think it was like that big of a loss when you had places that closed down for a little bit because you still had other options. And I'm going to talk more about food trucks. I'm going to talk later about things that I would like to see next year. But and just this change, you know, for this year, I really did appreciate it. Now, going inside the convention itself, great. I think there were some really, really, really great panels that took place this year. I want to shout out my guy, John, who did a panel on being Black in alt spaces. Shout out to Megaran, who did the XPod 97 panel, which was also really dope. Also, Megaran, Shadow, and a few others were also the headliners for the Contra, and Substantial were the headliners for the Contra this year, which it was a good time. I mean, these are legends in nerdcore, and, you know, like the fact that they were in the building doing their thing, as always, is great to see. Happy that they were able to come to BlurredCon. It's good to see that, not that nerdcore was not being represented in previous years, because, like, hello, but it's good to see that was the case this year. Anyway, so like I said, there were a ton of really, 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 really great panels this year. Also want to shout out some of the others. I'm going to list some of the other ones. Some of these I didn't attend, but I heard good things about from friends of mine who absolutely did attend the convention. And so that was also great. So let's give a shout out to last 20 years of being Black in wrestling, the good, the bad. And who chose this? Funding Your Fun, How to Monetize Your Hobby. Alchemy, Vibranium, and Magic, Exploring Science Beyond the Classroom Through Our Favorite Fandoms, which also, that actually reminds me, there were a lot of education-themed panels this year, and I think that's good. I'm glad to see, you know, those of us who, like, I'm not in education anymore, but those of us who are in education or have been in education thoroughly represented this year. So we had other panels like the How to Nerd podcast, Cosplaying While Black, Life as a DJ, Akoski Clouds and a Chokehold on the Black Community. But this is not I will say I did think that one was a little bit misleading because it says it's a celebration of ninja life in Naruto, which is like, all right, cool. Once again, apologies if there is background noise there. My dog, while I'm recording this podcast, just decided, hey, we want to be right by you. And not only that, but we want to actually squeak the squeak toy while you're doing something. Not when you're not recording, but definitely right now. So, yeah. Yeah, and like all the stuff that I've mentioned are just some of the Friday panels, right? Then, you know, some of the other things to do are obviously the vendor hall, which I'm going to talk a little bit more about. Obviously, they brought back the anime theater this year. They actually, I forgot to mention, one of the big changes for BlurCon this year was actually getting in the guidebook app and getting that schedule out in advance. Again, I think they deserve a lot of credit for that, simply because it allows you to plan your day, you know what I mean? And also it being on something like guidebook, which, you know, if you've been attending conventions, you've likely used it for Otakon before. You've probably used it for some of the other local conventions or just any other convention or event you've been to before. And you know how good and resourceful that app is. So the fact it was on guidebook this year is like, you know, life changer for that. And so big, 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 big credit for that. But yeah, there were a ton of, like I said, great panels. The ones that I read were just from Friday. And then also they had dedicated place for the cosplay meets, which was also which were also great. If you were able to attend any of them, like, I just feel like that's a staple at convention. So it's good to really see that there was a dedicated place for the cosplay meetups, because there were so many great cosplays this year as well. In which place, let me transition to talk about that. So we know that the theme for this year's BlurredCon was Summer Madness. I know a lot of people were confused, myself included, who were just like, Summer Madness, like, what's that supposed to mean? Like, it's so basic, right? And like, yeah, like, I get it. It kind of leaves a lot up to interpretation. But I did think that a lot of the interpretations of what we saw this year were great. It was people making summer-themed versions of cosplaying. So it's like, oh, it's not regular Cyclops. It's Cyclops, like, going to the beach, right? It's Storm going to the beach. It's, you know, DC characters, Marvel characters, anime characters, beach theme, you know, summer theme, beach themes, right? Bikinis, swimwear, like stuff like that to fit within the thing. But also, in addition to that, leaving it up to interpretation, because what do you think of when you think of summer? You think of water, you think of heat. So there were definitely an influx of water themed characters, you know, your Ariels from the Little Mermaid, Squirtle from Pokemon, right? So you had that, as well as a bunch of others. So, and then just like, you know, people who were just showing off and kind of doing their thing with their art form in general, which, yeah, so many great pictures. I highly recommend, if you can go on Instagram or just go to the BlurCon Facebook group, please do look at all the great cosplayers. We managed to get some of them. Some of them are going to be featured in our footage from the event. But unfortunately, because of what happened to our stuff, like we lost a lot of it. So don't let the little bit of stuff you see on our website, you know, necessarily make you think that there was not enough being done. Like, no, there was a lot. There was, like, I'm thinking of this cosplay couple that dressed as like Bakugo from My Hero. Like, there were so many good cosplays. So, like, please. Please go check them out, and also make sure you go, excuse me, make sure you go follow these people, also support what they do, support local arts, support people just doing their thing in general. We love to support the arts here, right? So, yeah. So let's talk a little bit more. So, like, the theme, the people showed up and showed out. You know, you had to pop out and show, as Kendrick would say. And, you know, like, there was no shortage of just great cosplays and just an overall great atmosphere this year. Now, let's transition and talk a little bit about the vendor hall, right? So vendor hall is one of the most popular things you go to in any convention, right? BlurCon did it a little bit different this year because their vendor halls were split in, like, four different places, right? Which is, like, if I had to be critical of BlurCon, like, one of the things that I think I would be critical about is that, because I think it makes sense to have as many as you can in one room, but also I feel like it hurts people putting vendors in places that vendors generally don't tend to be, or putting them in places where people just don't know that they're there, right? There were friends of mine, shout out to Cena, friend of GGR, there are people who were there this weekend who I had no clue that they were there. I found out they were at BlurCon when they made posts of their booth after. And I felt like I went to all the rooms, but also I may not have been to all the rooms. I actually don't know. And it makes it very confusing. And I don't think that that's fair to attendees, and I don't think it's fair to vendors, right, to kind of do that. And so, and maybe it's just maybe it's like it's time to have an honest conversation about BlurredCon moving. I don't think they can before like 2029, so they're going to be in their current space for at least the next couple years. But it's really unfortunate that that's the case. There were a lot of really great vendors. I myself didn't purchase anything because I didn't really see much that appealed to me. My girlfriend, though, bought a bunch of stuff. Other friends of mine bought a bunch of stuff and supported. And, you know, like, I just want to shout out so many of the people, Cena, Phil, and others who were there. Shout out Duran. Shout out Greg. Like, shout out to just everyone who I know was in the building. But it just sucks because there were people, like I said, I didn't get to see until like towards the end or whenever the case may be. And I just think that that's something that could definitely be improved going into next year. Right now, a ton of celebrity guests. The one thing that I love about BlurredCon is it's like, you know, even with, you know, us being hype about those of us who are celebs or like prominent people who decide to come, we didn't harass these people, at least to my knowledge, right? Karen Ashley, who was the Yeller Power Ranger, she's been, this is like her third BlurredCon, I believe. Yeah, like kind of just saw her walking around and just like just chatting with people, like not even on some like celebrity shit, just like just hanging out. Walter Jones, I saw him out at the food trucks a ton, right? Other people I know also caught him in the wild. Cleo Thomas. There were so many really good guests this year and people who were just out and about. And I thought the guest list this year was actually pretty good as well. Unfortunately, we didn't get selected to do any interviews or anything, but all good, though, all good. The fact of the matter is, you know, this is just one of those cons that I'm happy that, you know, people like Walter Jones and Karen and others can come here and can feel welcome and at home enough and feel comfortable enough that they can, you know, interact with people, even when it's not, you know, the paid meet and greets or photo shoots or, you know, whatever the case may be. And I think stuff like that just is very, very cool. And I think that really just speaks to the overall atmosphere of BlurredCon in general, which is, you know, it's a giant family reunion. It is a giant family reunion. So, yeah, I think the vendor hall is probably just like the big criticism, the one big criticism that I really had about this year's BlurredCon. Aside from that, like I said, there were a lot of really cool panels that took place over the course of the 2 days. I read off some of the Friday ones. I can look at some of the Saturday and some of the Sunday ones too. Unfortunately, because you know I no longer live in the DC area, so I had to, you know, leave Sunday. We had to leave to come back to, you know, Philadelphia on Sunday. So unfortunately, didn't get to attend many of the Saturday panels that I, you know, I mean, not Saturday, Sunday panels that I wanted to attend. But even with that, again, lots of really, 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 really cool stuff, you know, that took place. Walter Jones and Karen Ashley had a Power Rangers panel. There was a panel on body positivity and living your most authentic life. There were interviews that were being done. There were video game tournaments that also took place, right? Oh, excuse me. There were so many different conversations and just really great panels that took place over the course of the day that took place. Oh, Phil Lamar. I'm sorry. How could I not forget Phil Lamar was at BlurredCon this year? Because, like, wow, right? So yeah, there were so many really cool panels. The cosplay contest was held on Saturday. There was a panel on crafting, the XPod panel. Like I said, that took place on Saturday as well. There were conversations about diversity in esports and speedrunning. There were trivia panels that were had. It was just a good time. It was just a really, really good time. And also big shout out to Taylor Senpai and the other DJs who did their thing at the parties on Friday and Saturday night. Because, yeah, they, you know, if you've been to BlurredCon, you know how lit the parties can be. And always a good time. Always a good time. Now I'm getting old, so I didn't hang. but I had a good time, like playing games. Me and my girlfriend, we ended up playing games late, you know, which was awesome. I got to put her on to one of my favorite games, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Shredder's Revenge. It was fun. We literally have spent the last week playing it because it was just a lot of fun. So yeah, just good time, good time overall. So now let's talk a little bit about, you know, the not great stuff with BlurCon. The vendor hall, that's really the big thing. Like I really wish that, you know, that they can do a better job of, like, you know, saying no to people. I think more vendors would be more understanding, or they would be understanding if, you know, there just isn't room. You know what I mean? I think keeping it to just the one hall with then a dedicated artist alley in a different room, it makes it better. Trying to squeeze so many people in there, like, it makes it really hard to navigate. You never really know. You just never really know where people are or who's there. So it gets a little bit confusing. So I hope that that's something that gets resolved for next year. Food trucks, one of the things I definitely would love to see for the food trucks next year, some lighter options. You know, there are those of us, in case you know, those of you listening don't know, I am diabetic. And while, you know, I allowed myself to, like, kind of, you know, have a hall pass for the weekend, especially, which makes sense when you know, try those garlic parm fries from DC Slices. Yeah. I think they could be better. They could do a little bit better to get a little bit more options, or to just have, like, lighter fanfare. You know, like, not everyone wants to pay, like, $16 for food. You know what I mean? You know, McDonald's across the highway gets a lot of business, I'm sure. Some of the other restaurants locally get business because, you know, like, it's much more affordable than having to pay, like, $14 when you want to eat something. You know what I mean? We're already spending a lot of money to get there. And because of capitalism, you know, like, none of us got it like that, you know? That week leading up to payday was a struggle. We made it work, but it was a struggle, right? So I think it'd be good to just get, like, I don't even have an option, but just a good food truck option where it's just lighter fanfare and whatnot too. I would still encourage BlurCon to try to have something like a lounge area. Where, like, if you want to just listen to music and vibe, but you don't necessarily want to be at or around the party, then, like, I think something like that could be cool. Something that, like, just, you know, where it's just, like, lo-fi music playing, right? I would happily DJ that if that were the case, right? And so, yeah, I think as far as, like, negative stuff, I think that would be it. I'm actually considering hosting a panel next year. I want to do something for Sonic that's Sonic themed next year. And, you know, I think that would be cool. I probably could have done something this year, but I was, you know, I didn't think that far ahead. And obviously I was trying to get my life together. So that ended up being a thing. So anyway, we know that. So the big things for next year with BlurCon is moving from July to March, which I have feelings about. I understand why they're doing it. Like, you're doing in July, you're competing with DreamCon. You're, to some degree, you're competing with Otakon. You may be competing with other cons that are taking place, which, like, okay. But, you know, like, I really think moving to March, not always the best, because, like, you know, KatsuCon is literally, like, 2 or 3 weeks before. You have AwesomeCon, which is nearby. Now, even though I'm still at AwesomeCon, like, there's still a con that's happening around that time. And, you know, you have to think about that. There's other local cons. Most of them smaller. But there are other local cons that, you know, that you have to, like, think about. You know what I mean? So I get why they are moving to March, but also don't super like it. But I do think it opens the door for different cosplay options, because myself, it's hard for me to cosplay BlurCon because I don't have many summer, like, good summer cosplays, right? Most of my cosplays are are better suited for, you know, like a cooler month. So it being in December, in March, excuse me, opens the door for me to like do Moon Knight again, or to Green Lantern or Spider-Man or someone, you know what I mean? So I think that that's interesting. Now, also next year, we know that the theme is thriller, which, you know, gives me a bunch of ideas. I'm not going to give away my cosplay idea for next year. But I definitely have some ideas as to who I would like to do. And I'm going to just leave it at that for that. So I'm looking forward to it, too. And before I get out of here, I just want to say something about some of the conversation that I see around BlurredCon, right? So BlurredCon is not a perfect convention. They have gotten a lot of stuff wrong in a lot of the years. And people, there are legitimate gripes to be had around BlurredCon, you know what I mean? But if you are someone who is on the fence, the one thing I can tell you to do is to literally come and see it for yourself. With some of the conversation that you see around this convention, they make it seem like this is just a convention for people who love white people, that this is a convention that centers white people's views on race, that the flaws of it from the past, that some of the not great things that the creator and others have said in the past are all that it is. And that's not true. BlurredCon is a very black convention. There is nothing else like BlurredCon currently, right? So BlurredCon is still a very important convention. And if you just listen to the talk online, they make it, you would think that white people are winning the cosplay contest every year. You would think that every panel features white people talking about black stuff. And that's not the case. It has never been the case. Or let me phrase, not never been the case. But it is not currently the case. The 2024 version was very black. I got to see black people of all complexions, of all shades, of all sizes, of all ages, of all genders, celebrating being black in cosplay and in their fandoms. And that is awesome. That is what it's about. Some of the criticisms are valid. I will never be dismissive of some of the criticisms of Blur, but also the convention is more than that. So if you've been on the fence about attending, you should attend. Please come. You are welcome here, right? See for yourself. It's a very important convention. It's the reason I still go every year. It's the reason other people I know still go every year. It's very important. So that's what I have to say about that. I'm not being dismissive. Some of the things that have been said are things that I too have shared. The things that I've said just last year or the years prior. But at the end of the day, it's still a very important convention. And there's so much good that takes place over the course. There's so much fun. It's still a very necessary convention that it is absolutely worth attending. And I think you would be doing yourself a favor by seeing for yourself. And that's all I have to say about that. So all in all, great time at BlurredCon. Looking forward to going next year. Looking forward to paneling next year. I think I'm definitely going to end up doing that next year. So with that being said, I want to thank you all for listening to this episode of The Overflow. More episodes are coming soon. I have some that I recorded that I need to edit, but I wanted to make sure I got this out. I feel like it's a little bit more time sensitive because the convention just happened. But thank you all for listening. Make sure you go to greatgeekrefuge.com where you can find previous episodes of this podcast as well as some of our others. Make sure you're following Great Geek Refuge on all of our socials, Instagram, and Facebook. And if you'd like to support us, you can find Great Geek Refuge on Patreon as well. That being said, thank you, and I will catch you on the flip side.
This has been Pirate Radio Network production, Juice Bags. Yeah, boy.